You're listening to SBS News.
The Ramadan posters are up and extra food is ordered at a burger bar in Sydney, owned by Muhammad Masoom Alam, who migrated from Bangladesh. The 42-year-old is preparing to feed his extended family as well as many Muslim customers during the holy month of Ramadan. And he's grateful for an end to pandemic restrictions.
This year we don't have that lockdown at the beginning of the lockdown. There is no restriction for limitations for the restaurant as well, having a home. So we have an open Ramadan celebration coming after 2 years. So we're all blessed and happy.
During Ramadan, around 600,000 followers of Islam in Australia will fast during daylight hours and are expected to give to those in need. At night, families gather to break their fast together by sharing food. And that changes service for many hospitality vendors with a Muslim clientele like Masoom, who has hired extra hands to help.
People who are fasting, they don't come in for the lunch. The evening time we have a rush when the time for breakfast. And before the dinner, they are Friday, Saturday night. We are planning this year to have a long night to be open up to late so they can have the night dinner as well, late night dinner, which is called the suhoor.
The Islamic calendar follows the phases of the moon, commonly known as the lunar cycle. As a result, the holy month of Ramadan falls approximately 10 days earlier each year in the Gregorian calendar. This year, Christian Easter falls within the month of Ramadan. Palestinian migrant Amir El-Isa runs the Kenefa food truck, which is part of a month of festivities planned in Sydney's Liverpool. Amir is an Orthodox Christian, and his cooks, known as the Bearded Bakers, are preparing for an inclusive celebration.
Our team is made up of Muslims and Christians and from all different backgrounds. It's about all these different cultures and nationalities and religions coming together to celebrate life. We're going to be baking and shaking Friday, Saturday and Sunday for the month of April. And so, we're looking forward to bringing some joy to people. And the consumer confidence is out there. People want to get out and about and be with family and friends. And so we want to celebrate that.
Muslim Aid Australia is among charities ensuring those less fortunate are catered for too, as head of marketing Shazil Rahman explains.
Food is a big component of Ramadan. Believe it or not, as people are fasting, they also have to break their fast. So when the time comes to break the fast, there are lots of thousands of people, especially in Asia and Africa, who do not have enough even for one meal. And our mission is to help at least 600,000 people in Ramadan in over 21 countries around the world.
He says almost half of all donations roll in around the holy month of Ramadan, helping to finance thousands of food aid parcels.
Giving is part of our faith. It is one of the five pillars of Islam. And parting with 2.5% of your wealth every year is mandatory for every Muslim.
Mr. Rahman says Muslim Aid Australia shares its goodwill widely, with its Meals of Mercy campaign supporting displaced Ukrainians and Australian flood victims.
The recent floods affecting the East Coast have been horrendous, and Muslim Aid Australia has been at the forefront of providing aid, especially in the hardest hit areas. We did provide hot meals and emergency aid to those in need, but of course the damage hasn't finished.
Back at Sydney's Gladesville, Masoom Alam says while Muslims give thanks in many ways worldwide, the Ramadan message remains the same.
I like to say to all Muslims in the throughout the world to happy Ramadan and ask the forgiveness and blessed for this whole month and happiness to our families and throughout the whole world.
Massilia Eiley, SBS News.